Oh my god, look at this Hulk shirt. You won't like me when I'm hangry.
I like that.
We need entertainment.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, I started recording, by the
of
way.
Of course you did. You always have to have a big, catchy time. Opener.
There's a Squirrel Girl shirt! I want it! Squirrel Girl's so cute, I love her.
You say that like there's only one Squirrel Girl shirt ever.
No, this one was the cutest, though. Ow. So what are we discussing, Brian, on your surprise podcast?
Stranger Things. You know what's on the screen right now? Mar.
You know, it would have been more appropriate if we did this last week, because then it was 11-11.
I feel like this guy I know online, his daughter said she was going to podcast Stranger Things next Halloween. And she just
she's going to cosplay Stranger Things.
Yeah. But she put a 12 on her, and she said, I'm next. That's all she did.
Didn't she tweet the girl on Twitter? Like, that actress?
No, I think he put that picture on Twitter, and then the actress, liked it or something.
That's adorable. That's neat.
So, I kind of want to go to Spooky Empire, because those kids are going to be there. And it's
where
in
is
December.
It?
It's in Orlando.
Oh, we should go.
They have weird people at that aren't horror stuff, though. Like, Rick Flyer's going to be there.
I saw that!
Like, Woo! Rick Reynolds was there 1 year.
Who?
Burt Reynolds.
Why?
I don't know. It's weird. Like, because it's supposed to be a horror convention.
What does Burt Reynolds do lately?
I don't know.
Mustache. Exactly.
Have people ride the mustache.
Ew. Okay, so my favorite character on Stranger Things is Dustin.
I think he's my favorite.
I love him.
Which one's Dustin?
Dude.
He's the boy with the lisp.
Yeah.
When it sounds like me.
Oh, my God.
He's so cute.
I need curly hair. I could cosplay him.
They're all adorable, though.
They really are.
Ugh, I forget that boy's name, though. The main boy. That's not...
Will?
No, not Will.
Mike?
Mike.
The one that disappears.
Not Will. Mike. Will's the one who disappears. But Mike's so adorable, like, when he's showing Eleven in his house, and he's like, this is my chair, this is my remote. Like, he's so cute. I don't know. I love him.
I like him.
Don't be a pussy.
That kid's annoying right there. That
I don't know. He endears himself to me, though, because he's, like, I don't know, keeping them focused.
I mean, I do love him, but he has the most annoying, like, little pissy tantrums.
He does.
And, like, flies off the handle, which I guess he's like me, so I don't know why he's so annoying to me, but he, like, jumps to conclusions and, like, throws a tantrum and stalks off or something. Then
He throws annoying tantrums, but I like the fact that he's kind of, like, common sense almost. He's like, guys, why are you not seeing this?
And he's, like, slingshot, and everyone's like, nobody's gonna use that. And then at the end, it was perfect.
I always wanted to learn how to play, like, D&D and stuff, but it looks so
way
complicated.
Too complex.
Well, it's not really, really complicated. Basically, you have a dungeon master, which...
Who's the dungeon master? How do you get to decide?
Well, you just pick one person. It's the dungeon master. And the dungeon master basically picks, like, kind of... depending on how much you stick to the rules.
Because, okay, if Brian was the dungeon master, it would be so convoluted.
Well,
and know that's true.
They have to, like, craft the story.
Yeah. But you have campaigns you're going on, but that person crafts the story, too. But basically, like, you do... That person will tell you something happened, and then you get to make...
When you try
to do actions, you basically just roll a dice, and it'll tell you, like, if you get so much damage or so much that. And you have, like, you have a sheet that tells you, like, your abilities and all that stuff for your character and stuff to tell you what you would do in given situations or not.
I feel like I would like that game, but not Dungeons & Dragons. Like, if it was...
Well, they got
Hunger
other games,
games
are like
or
that.
Something.
Yeah, there's like a ton of role-playing games.
Yeah, there's
games
tons of role-playing games, and then there's computer role-playing games, too.
It's just, like, so complicated.
Like, they have, like RPGs are role-playing games. That's what, when you say somebody says RPG.
I know, because I play Final Fantasy. It's an RPG.
Is it?
I mean,
I thought Final Fantasy was basically a fighting game.
No, not in the old Final Fantasies.
No,
new
thinking,
ones, maybe.
You know what I was thinking of? I was thinking of Kingdom Hearts, actually, is what I was thinking.
I mean,
I've never played
kind
Kingdom Hearts.
It looks stupid. I just can never get into it, because it has Final Fantasy people, but it has, like, Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck,
yeah,
and I'm like, this
it's
is
a mashup
dumb
of a lot of different
It has,
characters.
Like, all kinds of Disney characters in it now.
I think it had, I think one of them had Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the soundtrack in this show.
The soundtrack on all the Netflix shows seems to be really good.
Luke Cage's soundtrack is freaking awesome. I like to have that soundtrack.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
I love him, though. He's, like, he reminds me so much of the Corey from the Goonies that, like, swears in Spanish and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I love the Goonies.
Well, ice a lot of cream. People prefer this to the Goonies.
It's stuff. Very much
I
like
can
it.
Kind of see it, yeah.
I compare it also to the comic book Paper Girls, too. Which, I'm not the first person that said that, but, like, it...
Yeah, no, that's been a popular, like, comment, which I have Paper Girls, and I need to read it, and I keep meaning to read it.
It kept reminding me of Super 8. Did you see Super 8?
Yeah.
Oh,
I liked
yeah.
Super
with
8.
Elle Fanning. Was it Elle Fanning?
Yeah.
I
thought
was
it was so
good.
Cute. I mean, like, the friends reminded me of them. I don't know why.
I really liked that movie.
I loved that movie.
It's not a movie to watch over again, though.
No.
It's a little bit like M. Night Shyamalan movies.
Shyamalan Ding Dong.
Where it's like a twist at the end.
Yeah, but his movies aren't very good. The only thing that makes them good is if you like twists.
He apparently has a new movie coming out. And
he's
I'm
not
like,
that
eh.
bad, you guys.
No,
like, The Village was genius.
They're, like, enjoyable to watch, but you don't rewatch them.
Yeah. I mean, I thought The Village was good. I thought it was kind of boring, but I thought the idea was interesting.
They're pretty good and stuff like that, but, like,
oh,
without twists, they're really nothing to them.
Watch yeah.
Me. Like, when he made that Avatar movie, when you don't have...
Oh, I forgot.
That's how
I put that out of my head.
You try to make a movie his without any twists where he actually has follow story structure.
First of all, how do you fuck up Avatar The Last Airbender? Because the TV show is so fucking good that, like, you could literally just remake it shot for shot and it should be pretty good.
I don't
good.
Know. How did they make a remake of RoboCop and it was boring?
Ugh. That was stupid.
That remake of RoboCop
was
fucking boring.
My favorite
one of the most violent movies ever, and you make a fucking sequel to it, and it's boring.
But my favorite thing was when we went to the theater, because, like, I was so excited to go see Avatar The Last Airbender, because I fucking love that show. And we go to see it in the theater, and they keep calling the boy Aang in the movie, and, like, these kids behind us are like, his name's not Aang, it's Aang.
I think Tina went with us.
No, I didn't see that
no,
movie.
I thought you did.
It was just really disappointing, okay? And they were like, Sokka. Like, his name's Sokka.
What a
okay?
terrible, like version.
Yeah. And then they did this thing where, like, okay, in the cartoon, the Fire Nation is supposed to be, like, the antagonists and everything. And, like, the Fire Emperor is supposed to be the villain. And, like, all of the Fire Nation is, like, very light-skinned. And, like,
I remember
yeah.
complaints a lot.
And then
lines.
All the other, like, the water tribe has, like, darker skin and everything. And they, like, flipped it completely. So they made the black guys.
The bad guys.
Like, they made the bad guys into, like, people with darker skin.
Yeah.
Basically,
and it
nobody
was like,
on
oh,
that
okay.
show should be, like, really light-skinned.
Yeah, like, they should all be, like, actually, like, varying, like,
plus
shades.
The water
but,
tribe is basically Inuit people.
Yeah, but they tried to make, like, everybody as white as they could. And, like, make sure that the white people are the good guys. And then they made, like, any of the characters that had darker skin tones, they were, like, the bad guys. And it was like, oh, okay.
I like
racist.
I like how they made this opening, like,
oh, dude,
Hades
I love
movie.
It. And, like, the font is, like, so Stephen
it's like,
King.
It's like Running Man. The opening to Running Man. It's what it looks like with the letters coming together and stuff. And even stuff like The Howling and other stuff. You ever seen those movies?
Yes. I like how it's all, like chapter two.
Oh, I know. I like that. The pacing on the show was good, too, I think.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
The Vanishing of Will Byers.
It sounds like a 80s YA book or something like that.
I was
going
to say, it sounds like Goosebumps or something.
Or, like,
Goosebumps
I Know What You Did Last
shit.
Summer or one of those books. What was that guy's
I
name?
Hate,
did
I
a lot of
did.
Those type books.
Well, Lois Duncan wrote I Know What You Did Last
no,
Summer.
Those type books. Who was the guy that did a bunch of those type books around that time and stuff about, like, kidnappings and... I forgot the name of the dude. I don't know.
You're not talking about the Alvin Schwartz, like, Scary Stories books, are
no,
you?
No. These
Which,
are like,
those are the fucking best books
I'm talking
ever.
Like really
yeah, and did they
books.
Change the illustrations?
They did. They had, like, Brett Hellquist do the illustrations, which is the guy that does the Lemony Snicket ones. Which, he's good, but they're not good enough
they're
for those
stories.
They're
not the original. The original, like, the illustrations
They're scary
like, made,
as fuck.
Yeah, they made the book.
Yeah, but a lot of times you have to change illustrations in books because you don't have the rights to the illustrations.
That's not why they changed them.
Yeah. I know, but a lot of times they have to do
They
it
changed them because people, like, bitched that they were too scary. Like, those are one of the most frequently challenged and banned books.
That's annoying. Like...
Well, to be fair, it's one of those books that's, like, really isn't a kid's book. It's kind of like you say about 80s movies and stuff like that. Your kids
yeah, well, as a
like
kid
tonight.
In the 90s, those were my favorite books, and I checked them out every time we went to the library.
I watched,
own
like, stuff
books.
Like
Goonies
and Gremlins, like, crazy, too, when I was a kid. And, like, you were always like, those aren't kids' movies.
80s kids' movies are not kids' movies, okay?
Okay, I thought this guy was a dick originally, but he, like, come to like him.
Yeah.
Well, I did.
Well, because then he becomes, like, the only person that believes her and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Just like to find stuff out, though.
Well, you know, he's got to detect.
Detectives gone detect.
He's a sheriff in a small town. He doesn't really do much of anything. I swear this dude looks like he should be on, like, Freaks and Geeks. Or
Freaks and Geeks was so good.
This is really awful, but at first I didn't realize that was Winona Ryder.
Why would that be awful?
I don't know. Like, I just didn't even,
I
like,
only knew because she was in the credits.
You probably haven't seen her in much, though. Like,
I haven't. The last thing I saw her in was Star Trek.
Yeah.
And she's on the internet for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, she's not.
Which, like, she's a really talented actress. Like,
she is.
It's too bad, like, she never really, like, recovered her life after that shoplifting shit.
Which is just absurd. Like,
well, she's just dumbass.
Wasn't she with, was she with Johnny Depp?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's the one that, he had that tattoo, Winona Forever.
Winona Forever. Yeah.
I think this guy, like, the older brother, is in that horror movie with Naomi Watts that's out right now.
I wanted to see that.
Which like one?
That was the movie I was supposed to see.
Oh. It's like a horror movie where there's like a blizzard that set in and they're like locked in their isolated cabin and he's supposed to be like handicapped so she can't, like she can't take her son because like she can't get him out and stuff.
Have you seen the trailer for the one that's like, just, I think it's a mom and a son breaks down on the side of the road and like they thought they hit a, like a deer or something and it turns out to be something else. I forgot the name.
No, I haven't seen that.
I think it's like Stranded or something like that.
Mm, that sounds good.
But going back, you know what was a fucking great book was I Know What You Did Last Summer. It was a really great book. And it was an okay movie.
I didn't like the movie that much, to be honest.
They
like,
it wasn't the, super good, the but... stuff from the book to the movie.
Yeah, because in the book, it's like, the guy's returning from, like, Vietnam, and his little brother got hit on the side of the road. So he's, like, seeking vengeance for his little brother.
Ooh, reminds me of that movie with that... Well, you haven't seen it. What I don't movie? Know, where they break into that guy's house and he's blind. Oh, it was so good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Which the director of that was supposed to be directing something else. Like, it was, like, something nerdy. I don't know.
Dude, that movie was so good.
What movie is it?
Light, not Lights Out. I lied. That's not the title. Don't Breathe. That was the movie.
I don't know.
It was really good. Okay, I still maintain that these bullies would not be actually this, like, upfront mean. Like, they were, like, exaggerated.
I don't think they are.
Not here, but okay, in the assembly where they're like, boo-hoo, my friend died or whatever, and I'm like, okay, I don't think they would.
Considering I went to a school and somebody's like brother died or something like that, and people put up signs saying good, shit like that.
Well, gross. Ugh, I don't like Nancy. Is that her name? Nancy?
Yeah.
Which one's Nancy?
The pretty girl? Sorry.
Although, like, when you see pictures of Barb, like, she's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah. Like, they, of course, gave her those glasses and that hair. Like, aw.
Well, they tried to make her, like, an 80s best friend character.
Yeah.
And she's, like, she's the most popular character.
Yeah, she is. In the end of it, like, nobody gives a shit about anyone else. They're like, Barb!
That was
sad. She has her own Funko and everything.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I need a Barb Funko.
Wait, does she have a Funko?
Yeah.
I didn't think
she was the only older kid that they made a Funko of.
I'm so depressed that they freaking... killed her.
Well, maybe she'll come back in the next season.
Well, okay, my theory was that the alien, I'm gonna call it an alien because I think it is.
It's something.
But it was like using, it was like feeding off of Will or whatever and used him to like breed or something weird because at the end he was like,
at least like spread an infection or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like they needed to keep him alive so he can continue the...
Well, they're...
propagating those things.
Yeah, they're probably incubating inside.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to say. Good job.
Now who's
taking that's,
anatomy
you can't even say anatomy.
But I think at the end of the second season, Barb will show up.
Think so.
I would like that. I don't know. I want her to like come back evil or something.
Well, maybe
know.
She does. Maybe she'll come back at the end of the second season and they'll think she's okay and then they'll do like a twist like at the end of this one and like...
We didn't see her body, did we?
I don't remember.
No, she sees it like Eleven sees it, remember?
Yeah, that's true. Well, then she's dead, right? I can't stand her. I don't know. You're supposed to like Nancy, and what's-his-face, Steve Harrington, is supposed to be, like, redeemable at the end, and I still find him annoying.
Okay, my favorite thing ever was when,
Steve Holt!
Yeah, I was just gonna say that.
When Steve from this and Jean Raphael from Parks and Rec did that photo shoot together as, like, a father-son And they have, like, matching sweaters and, like, all this.
I love that.
Because they look so much alike.
Oh, it was...
You know, sometimes the internet does wonderful things.
Do you know what's in that drink I made for you, Tina? I put,
Nail polish remover, alcohol.
You know what I noticed is that I did not get a drink.
I put a little ice cream in it. A little, pumpkin ice cream.
I like that. I can't taste it.
You didn't ask for one. She did.
I would have.
Go make you one.
The thing is,
the morning is for contemplation, okay?
The thing is, you wouldn't be able to taste it over all the alcohol.
McFarlane Toys is unleashing a Carl Walking Dead figure where his eye gets shot out, so his face is all bloody.
Hey, that's a little much.
Mars, she wants you to taste her drink.
I don't want to.
I don't think it's that strong.
Okay, it is.
Guzzle it.
Yeah, but you drink on the reg, so you...
On the reg?
Brian's like who a says on the reg?
You do. So you have no threshold, normal threshold for what it is.
Brian.
What?
I think you have a drinking problem.
No, I have the world's full of assholes problem.
A, that, but B, we're supposed to be talking about Stranger Things.
Problem is, I don't have a drink in my hand.
Go make you one.
I don't want to.
Yes, she's the
we're
fucking
going
guest.
To trivia in a little bit. I will get alcohol.
She has
there.
To drive. I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always, like, I feel so... I don't know, like, if it's, like, a rage on behalf of the person, like, when they know something's happened and they're trying to get other people to believe them.
It's the worst. You cringe.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I believe you! I believe you!
I think the biggest problem people have, and actually Mulder tells somebody this once on the X-Files.
Because Mulder's
the one to leave.
Well, he's like, don't go tell somebody that you saw aliens. Go tell somebody you saw somebody creeping around your backyard or something like that.
True.
And they're more liable to believe you.
That's true.
Wait, that's so sensible. Are you sure Mulder said
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Are you sure?
Are you actually, sure? It was
sure wasn't actually, my husband cry check.
He's sensible, even though he believes people at first almost all the time. There's only one episode of that show, I think, where he's really like
we need an X-Files
like
podcast. By the
it's
way.
The one where... he first goes to that one town.
Secret lab.
And, like, the printout of his sister, the stupid printout from the computer, it shows his sister's face.
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah.
He is really not sensible at all in that episode. Like,
I don't know. I never got the sense that he was ever sensible, and I feel like he needs adult supervision. That's why they gave him
A,
Scully.
He does, but B, when it comes to his sister, he's not sensible.
Yeah, when it comes to his sister, he doesn't...
No, I know. He loses his shit.
Because he's guilty. He feels bad about it because he felt like he should have been able to stop it. So.
I thought it was originally supposed to be him or something.
Well, later they reveal and say, like, oh, they were going to take you, but we gave her instead.
Yeah, however, I never rely on that
which,
show.
Like, that,
like,
oh, that makes him feel better?
They... always change a story around, like, oh, now it's bees. So it's like, whatever.
Oh, my God.
You know.
Oh, you were talking about podcasting X-Files. There's a really good one called the X-Files Files. Mm-hmm. And it has this, I won't even attempt to say the guy's name that hosts it, but he's a really funny comedian. And, but if people want to look that up, that's a really good one. But they
I
go over, they do like two episodes at a time when they do it.
The lab stuff scares me. That was always the scary part of E.T. for me was, like, when they make the, like,
human,
like, the sterile tent city thing, and it's like, oh, they're gonna, like, take him and do mean things to him.
They probably have these labs in real life.
I know, they totally do. And that was one of the things, like, that broke my heart during Fantastic Beasts when he was, like, you know, Newt is like, well, you know, they're in the city, and people are like, oh, well, you know, we gotta protect people from them, and he's like, no, I gotta protect the creatures uh-huh. from the people. They're in a city with, like, millions of hostile humans. And I was like, oh, four for you, Newt. You go, Newt.
He's so sensitive, that's why he's
Hufflepuff.
Did you get the sense, though, that he, like, faced something during the war that bothered
y'all,
him
you should have talked about this in that other podcast.
Well, but there was, like, the minister from the UK, like, the Minister of Magic, hinted at, like, oh, that's not the war hero
that's his
one.
Brother.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I got that. And
yeah.
I'm like,
so it's like, oh, Shade is thrown. 11, she broke free.
11.
I love her. Like,
I adore
her.
She's the best little actress. Like, she was probably the, like, standout one on the show.
She's, like, oh, such yeah. a badass.
Because she says so little, so she has to, like, convey everything through her, like, facial, whatever, and emotions.
Yeah,
and
she does
so
a really
good
job of that.
Well, that's what they tell you in all acting classes, act with your face.
But, you know, adults can't even, like, do that a lot of them.
No.
LOL, everybody wants, like, Andrew Lincoln to get an Emmy for the...
Why?
The Walking Dead season premiere, and I'm like, he can't even cry properly. Like,
she oh, no!
What a girl!
She needed an Emmy.
She needs all the awards.
She would deserve one.
But the Emmys are stupid stuff. Yeah. Like, anyways, they don't hardly ever give...
I know, like, how many years did they pass over What's-Her-Name from Orphan Black?
Yeah.
Like, 6 years in a row? Like, she plays 12 different people. Yeah. So, of course, 11's not
going to
get
What's her name on iZombie should get...
I love Liv. Because
that actress plays different people almost every episode.
She does. She really does.
Have you ever watched that, Tina?
What?
iZombie.
No, it's in my queue again.
Watch it. It's so good.
We should do an episode of, like, just talking about our queues.
What's on Netflix?
Oh, God.
Actually, there's a really good YouTube show called What's on Netflix, or What You Should Watch.
Ooh.
Everybody really drastically changes their attitude to her when they find out she's a girl and not a boy, too.
Yeah.
Like, they all, like, take super pity on her and everything. Oh, I love their teacher.
Oh, my God, me
He's
too.
He's so cute.
How adorable is he? Maybe he did it while you were putting your clothes back on.
Cal knew the sick burn, okay?
Yeah.
You need to watch... Perfect. Have you watched Rick and Morty?
Only with you guys.
You're
you need to watch the
shit.
Titanic episode. It's really funny.
Oh, God, I need to.
It is really funny.
We need a separate podcast for Titanic.
Oh, by the way, Dan Harmon, who created Rick and Morty and Community, he has a podcast that's really good called Harmontown. And at the end of every podcast, they play like a round of D&D on it. And it's so fucking funny.
Oh, my God, how random.
Dan Harmon's not going to send you free shit for plugging him, Brian.
I wish he'd send me free shit. And by the way, they started adding, adapting and animating some of those episodes into a TV show now called Harmon Quest. And it's basically a D&D version
of
that.
I just wish you would try this drink. It, like, brings tears to my eyes.
Mar, try it.
Oh, my God. Fine. Fine.
I mean, take the lid off.
And that's how I died.
I mean, just please.
This is going to be, like, the first chapter of Twilight. This is a story about the day that I died.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
and then
about
didn't
that
fucking
one.
Die.
And then she doesn't fucking die.
I'm a twat.
What, they ripped that off from Doctor Who?
They totally did.
Yeah, that bitch Rose didn't read Doctor
it.
Who.
Yeah, she said she didn't read anything, basically. It tastes
Bro,
good.
I told you.
It tastes good.
It tastes good, but shit.
I told you.
I did taste the pumpkin, though.
My body is numb.
Well, my cough's gone.
I know, right? I don't think I tasted pumpkin.
I made a drink, like...
He's even like, making Eleven food now because he feels bad because she's a little girl.
I'm hungry. I want food. Anyway, what?
You should run away from experimentation then.
Where's my quesadilla?
I don't know.
I think I put it up. Last weekend I made a drink and then I fell asleep in the middle of the night. I woke up and I usually have like a drink sitting here to drink, you know, if I wake up in the middle of the night.
Surprise.
So I took a big guzzle of it and it was like almost all vodka.
Mara, are you worried? Because I'm worried.
I think like Brian might seriously be like developing a drinking problem.
I think so. Like we are laughing and I'm not sure why we're laughing.
I'm laughing because the drink is too strong.
Dude,
the back of my throat is numb.
I told you.
Well,
it's
when
like
you,
that.
When you're carrying me up
It's like when you spray that stuff.
Yeah, bro.
When you're carrying me up the steps and you have to bang my head against it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You know, you drink a little too much 10 years ago and somebody has to carry you up the stairs and you never hear the end of it.
You know, I can't even talk.
Carrying up the stairs was a problem. It was you trying to get out of the car going down the fucking highway. It was the problem.
It was not the highway. It was in town.
It's always moving car.
I feel like I remember that happening.
Remember the first time I met Tina? Like, I was in the fucking apartment, right? Sitting there and all of a sudden I heard, boom, 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 coming up the steps.
I was mad.
And Tina opens the door, and the first thing she says is, fuck her, fuck her, fuck her.
Dude, I remember that night because we made microwave Chinese food.
Yep.
And it was good.
Fuck that shit.
I mean, I guess fuck Stranger Things if that's not working.
I like how the girl at the movies was like, are you even friends with her?
Oh, my
God. We talk so much
shit. No, the best thing about that girl, well, of course,
they were fighting in front of us.
When we went to see Fantastic Beasts, it was like her and her boyfriend, like, I guess what happened was her friend was sitting above them.
Yeah, she didn't want to sit with them.
No, her friend, I guess, because I thought she was talking about us when we first came in.
Dude, me too.
And I guess they sat in the middle, the two friends up there.
Oh, here comes.
And she wanted those seats, and she got mad, so she sat up there near us. And
now
then
you
her
know.
Boyfriend and we wanted to go back there and sit, so they got in a fuss.
Like, she was a petty little bitch, which is why she liked us.
She did. She tuned into us real fast.
But
so now we know 11 is special.
She is special.
She could be special without powers, too.
But I want my quesadilla. I need to
go
find
a fucking quesadilla.
She can go look.
Oh, that reminds me. I didn't talk about anti-magic muggle miscegenation laws.
That's a long fucking thing.
Brian can put it in there somewhere, right?
Yeah, like I edit much. I found this tool somebody told me about where you just hit truncate and it takes out all the silent parts, and that's basically all the editing I do.
That's okay.
Why can't you?
It's in a metal dish.
That I stole from Chili's.
Be quiet.
My bee. I mean, didn't happen.
Your long history of stealing stuff from restaurants.
There was three incidents.
My favorite was when we stole the ice cream spoons from Friendly's, and then the next time we went back, that lady knew it was us, and she gave us five.
Okay, what's the third one, then?
I took a little red container from Chili's of salsa. You know the little red cups? I still have it in my house.
I think we got some of those cups here, but they're not from Chili's.
They're from the dollar store.
Yeah.
Well, now I know where they get them.
I remember when I was little, everybody where I'm from, you go to their house and you'd find those red cups that used to be at Pizza Hut. Remember those?
Uh-huh.
You've seen those?
I remember
like,
those.
Everybody used to have those because everybody's fucking stealing for some reason from Pizza Hut.
I mean, you probably just walk out with them. Just
Mark
like
knows
sometimes.
Somebody stole a plate from Medieval Times.
He stole a tray from Medieval Times. He stuck it down his pants. Uh-oh. Will's bike.
Willie. Oh, poor Winona. Poor Wino.
But I love her fortitude.
Dude, she...
Alright, this stuff is hot as fuck.
Good.
You're welcome.
Let me eat this freaking jalapeno sauce and drink this... Wash it down with this fucking nail polish remover.
But no, like, her fortitude, you know, like, she...
Yum!
She comes up with the shit with the lights and everything.
Yeah, that was my
like,
favorite. She made a Ouija thing out of lights.
Have you seen the Lego... thing in
yes.
With the lights in there.
Yes.
Like
oh my god. Lego makes everything better.
It's just like Lego's so expensive. Fuck you.
Fuck you, to
Brian. Tell Lego to send you free shit.
No, it was yeah. No, tell them to send me free shit.
No.
I need more Legos.
Hot.
For the children.
For the children.
Y'all do know nobody listens to my podcast.
I know.
Well, Mars podcast people listen to, not mine.
Well, we're here now, so they'll listen.
Bringing in the heat.
Bringing in the heat.
It's so hot.
What was I going to say?
Probably not anything.
Brian, I thought you said people in, like, Argentina listen to your podcast.
Argentina?
I don't know, somewhere in the world.
I know that everybody that,
it's hot.
That my biggest downloads for my books and stuff are in Croatia. Like, literally, there's, like tons of them get downloaded to Croatia for some reason. I don't know why.
So I love all the stuff with the lights on here and like how like you can tell that somebody's around because the lights go off and on and stuff.
Well, it's good practical effects work.
Yeah.
We had a light.
Excuse me.
We had a light at my work in the staff break room that wasn't working and it was just like flickering. And I was walking by it and I was like.
Someone's in the upside down world.
I know. I was like, somebody's trying to talk to us. And, like, everybody at my work was, like, looking at me like a crazy person.
Because they're all old and they haven't seen
Stranger Things. Well, one lady actually did see it, and she's, like, she started laughing, and I was like, it's the upside down.
There's nobody for me to, like, talk about anything at work with. Like, there's one person I work with that likes some pop culture stuff, but, like, most of the people don't, so... But I don't mind, because most of them I don't want to talk to anybody.
Because we hate them.
That's why I sit in the break room or go outside... And, like, with my headphones on and listen to podcasts, like... And now I actually listen to them all day long because I do not want to hear anybody.
Yeah, that's funny.
I bought me some wireless ones at Target, $14. They actually work pretty good. Like, everybody complains about them because they're, like... Well, they don't have much, how would you say, like...
A range.
Like, much of a range. But I just need something, one that didn't have a cord. And I just put my phone in my back pocket so it doesn't
it's
get wet.
It's not far away, yeah.
If you put one more Baco on that potato Liberty Bell, I'm going to kick your little monkey butt.
I love him.
Everybody in that movie was good.
That's all I think of when I see, like, family dinner scenes now.
All I think
of... Did you barf in my urn?
All I think of is the fact that my family never ate together.
Oh,
ever.
My God.
Not even
never.
One time.
Never, ever, ever,
never.
Ever. Not even on Thanksgiving. We take our plates and go sit on the couch, and it infuriates my brother.
We would go everywhere. Like
the good china.
My dad would sit in the living room. My mom would be in the kitchen. My brother would go outside to work on, like, motorcycle or something, and I'd go in my bedroom. That would be dinner.
Oh, you know what the other family dining experience I love is? In Donnie Darko? Mm. Why don't you suck a fuck?
How does one suck a fuck?
You want to know? You want to know?
Come on, Lord.
I get a little kid. Actually, a little kid's got good reactions in it.
Holly? Baby Holly?
And the father very much looks like somebody.
Oh,
she's gone.
She's dead.
Awkward.
That's sad.
There's a point in this movie where he has this look at one point where you can tell he's thinking, like, wonder if my daughter's still alive.
Yeah, like when they start seeing the upside down and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I say movie, TV show, whatever.
Well, we had an interesting conversation the other day about pacing on the Netflix shows, and I think you're right. I think that they have a few episodes where stuff is a little bit of a lull because, like, they know that people are going to binge watch them
all,
so it's not really a lull.
Yeah, like... I had, what caused that is I was talking to somebody online about it, and they were talking about, like, the Marvel shows, they were, like, the pacing's so slow, it should be, like, a shorter season than what it is, and I was like, yeah, but it seems slow because you're not watching them all at once. They're expecting everybody to watch them all at once, so it won't seem slow.
Whereas, like, when we watched, like, the Grand Tour on Hulu yesterday, it was, like, a really brief episode. It was really just reintroducing the show.
Well, you watch anything on, like,
not
on Hulu. We were watching it on
Amazon
Prime.
Amazon, oops.
But
oh, we just lost Amazon as a sponsor.
I don't hate when people say his character is redeemed in this show. Why the fuck is he redeemed at all?
That's what
he's
I
not.
Said.
He's really not.
Mm-mm.
That's very much an 80s ending where, like, they're like, oh, this character's redeemed, and it's like, really?
Like, no, you and your friends put that shit on the movie theater sign. Like, I hate you.
Well, he tries to not have culpability about that. He says he didn't do that. That's
yeah, but he's
of
friends
it.
With them. I don't
yeah.
know.
Like, I kind of wish she hadn't ended up with either of them at the end of it. Like,
I mean, I'm glad he bought him a camera. Because
well,
he
might
up.
As well just get a uniform on and say he was just following orders. I don't know.
Oh,
we're getting political here.
God damn.
That escalated.
Dropping the Nazi bomb over
sneaking
here.
In his bedroom. I bet he's got a drawer full of, old, like, gold teeth or something.
Binders full of women.
Love
of
the music on this.
I was just going to say
I
that.
I love this song, though.
Me too. Why do I want to say they played it on Supernatural as well?
Probably
Supernatural
have.
Has some fantastic
they
music.
They have a great, like, music choice.
Early 80s back, and it's been on Supernatural.
Yeah, this definitely was on Supernatural. I don't remember which episode...
Although, to be honest, if it's not that, carry on my wayward son, nobody gives a shit.
Or the Survivor song.
Survivor.
Oh, yeah, Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah, that's what he meant. Okay.
It's Survivor.
Do they have
of the
House
group.
Of the Rising Sun on there, too?
Probably.
I mean, I feel like that fits.
Did you know what group's called Survivor?
I didn't, because I'm not old yet.
Although House of the Rising Sun was in Suicide Squad, it was actually, like, fairly good in that
Suicide
part.
I haven't seen Suicide Squad yet.
It comes out on DVD in a month.
I know, I'll buy it when it comes out.
I think I didn't see it either.
It was alright.
It's just annoying that they played up the Joker when he was in the movie for, like, 5 minutes.
Well, I think originally he was supposed to be, like, in it
yeah,
a
they
lot
cut
more.
A lot of
but
stuff.
But Jared Leto was annoying.
Well, that movie ended up being kind of a mess because they kept changing what they wanted to do with it, I guess, and stuff.
Did it flop or nah?
No, it made
no, it
a
made
lot
tons
of, money.
Of money.
Yeah, it made a lot of money. Everybody wants to act like it didn't make that much money, but it actually did.
Because everyone and their mom was Harley Quinn for Halloween. I hate him so much. I still don't like him. I don't care what he did at the end.
I had some bad haircuts in the 80s, but I never had one of those. I never had poofy hair.
You weren't a preppy boy.
I had a perm mullet at one point, though.
Oh, my God.
Well, then why can you... How do you say you didn't have bad hair when you had a perm mullet?
I said I had a lot of bad haircuts. I just said I never had poofy hair.
Oh.
I had a perm mullet that was spiked a little bit on top.
I need a picture.
Mar's seen it. I gotta find him.
Mar's seen it?
She has. She also seen pictures of me when I had really, really fucking long hair.
I wanna see. I don't like either of them much, really.
I don't know. Like,
I like this song, though.
The older, like, the high school, like, older high school age kids on this show is just, like, so, like...
They're a little added on.
Some guy a fire crotch. because he had red hair, and I said, "You're a fire crotch." And then the next day, he was like shopping, and
you
I saw
a girl fire crotch once too.
Yeah, and that girl was disgusting.
She was though. There was evidence left in the bathroom of her fire crotchiness.
All right, she was a disgusting human being, and let's never discuss her again.
Who was it that called Lindsay Lohan fire crotch? Was
Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton.
Why do I know this?
Because you watched Simple Life, probably.
That was a video outside her house, and she said, "She's a fire crotch."
Whoa. 2003 was a great time.
Take my body back.
Take my body back.
Aww. It's sad because you don't know that the cop's daughter died until, like,
the end.
I mean, you kind of get the point, but, like, you see the, like, vision of her or whatever.
He's damaged.
Mm-hmm.
Right, can I just say, like, the older brother creeped me the fuck out. Like,
why?
He's a fucking weirdo.
Why?
Because he takes pictures of people in the woods, okay?
But that's okay, Mar, because he's a nice guy.
And he's a nice guy.
It's like the stalker characters in a lot of shows and movies when they find out they're actually nice guys, and they're like, "Oh, it's too bad. He just liked me."
Okay, I think...
That happened on Friends,
I think
the
they just wanted... I'm so... Whatever.
I think they just wanted him
to be, like, have an excuse to catch the, like, monster on video.
Well, they're also playing up a lot of 80s movie tripes on this.
Tripes. Tripe is, like, stomach.
Sheep stomach.
Intestine.
Tripe tastes awful. Ugh.
But, yeah, I think they just wanted, like, something so they could have the monster on video or on photo, but, like, they went about it in the wrong way, so I'm like, he's really creepy.
When we were at Universal Studios, I seen somebody with one of those giant early X-Files days phones.
What?
He had one. Like, one of the guys.
What?
Somebody
it worked?
Had one of those.
Was he, like, in the Secret Service
you can
or
buy,
something?
Like, they do these things now where people take cell phones and you put them in, you hook them up to one of those inside of it. And it's
but
basically,
why?
It's basically like the laptops that they build a old-timey typewriter around it. And it uses like an old-timey typewriter.
Like, you could basically mod it to look like an old
phone.
Oh, why,
yeah.
though?
That's what it probably was.
Why would you do that?
I got a case on my phone. It looks like an old Nokia phone.
I feel like I've seen that.
But, I mean, those old Nokia phones were the best phones.
Yeah, I threw those so many times against walls, and they just went right back together.
Oh, now it's fate. They found 11.
Does she have, like, a Boba Fett shirt on?
No, it's got a cheeseburger.
Oh, okay.
Because the guy from the diner gave it to her.
Follow along.
I love 11.